朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
怎么样帮助一个漠不关心者变成爱慕真道者？
How can we help someone who is utterly indifferent into someone who yearns for the truth?
我们要用福音预工来帮助他。
We call this pre-evangelism.
福音预工来帮助他。
We call this type of work pre-evangelism.
弟兄姊妹请注意，中文学校托儿中心对我们来说是一个福音预工的工作。
So for us, the Chinese school and the daycare center is pre-evangelist.
但是福音预工的危险在哪里呢？
But there is a danger.
就是你忘记了那个目标和立场。
And that is you will forget your goal.
你把目的当手段，手段当目的，整个混乱掉。
Your ends became your means and so on.
所以我们需要注意福音预工，有的时候会带来一个教会的危险。
So indeed, when we perform pre-evangelistic work, there is a danger.
但是为了福音的缘故，弟兄姊妹，我们不能没有这个危险。
But for the sake of the gospel, we have to have this type of danger and challenge.
当然对一个爱慕真道者变成相信的人，我们用的是福音本工。
Of course, when we help someone to turn from a seeker into a believer, that is what we call evangelism.
他很有渴慕的心。
He is already yearning for the truth.
就不要跟他兜圈子了。
So then do not go around in circles with this.
他已经渴得要死，就把水给他喝。
They are thirsty, so just give them the water.
不要再画梅子给他看。
Don't just draw things to think that this will satisfy.
你知道中国人说望梅可以止渴，对不对？
Some say you can look at plums and satisfy your thirst.
弟兄姊妹，那个画梅止渴，那个是福音预工。
This we call pre-evangelism.
如果一个人渴慕真道，
if someone thirsts for the truth,
我们拿不出福音来给他。
And we cannot produce the truth.
弟兄姊妹，这是很残忍的事情。
And that's a very cruel thing.
但是今天我们很多基督徒就是在做这种残忍的事。
But this is indeed what we as Christians are doing.
上帝把一些渴慕真道人放在我们四周。
When God led those who yearns for the truth to us,
我们不知道怎么样向他传福音。
We do not know how to share the gospel with them.
哎呀，没有问题，我打电话叫李牧师，李牧师会来找你。
So you say, oh, no problem, let me call Pastor Lee, he will come visit you.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼我们每一个基督徒懂得把梅子拿出来给口渴的人。
But it is our wish that each one of us can satisfy those who are thirsty.
所以保罗在这里提醒我们。
So Paul is reminding us.
我们要在福音的基础上来建立基督的身体。
We have to build the body of Christ on the foundation of the gospel.
不管是预工的或者是本工的。
Whether we're talking about pre-evangelism or evangelism itself.
第二，保罗说在 partnership 里面建立基督的身体。
And then Paul mentioned that we have to be partners in the building up of the body.
Partnership 这个字在原文希腊文是什么字呢？
What is the original Greek word that Paul used?
那个希腊文叫 koinonia， 就是 fellowship， 团契的这个字。
The word that's actually used is the same word that's been translated elsewhere as the fellowship.
事实上，保罗对于这个 koinonia fellowship 这个字，在腓立比书里面有非常生动而深入的解释。
In fact, Paul used very vivid examples in the book of Philippians to describe the fellowship.
起码用过四次。
He used this word at least four times.
一次在一章里面发现。
The first time it appeared in chapter 1, the verse we read.
我们来做主日崇拜，我们也希望有一点读经研经的时间。
Perhaps this is a good time for us also to have some Bible study.
第一处是在第一章第五节，请各位看腓立比书。
So the first time that this word koinonia or fellowship appears is in chapter 1, verse 5.
中文说同心合意兴旺福音。英文。
The interpretation is the partnership in the gospel.
那么这个 fellowship 这个字是哪一个字呢？
So which particular word are we referring to?
英文是 partnership， 但是中文的是同心合意兴旺。 我们把一个字把它变成六个字。
The English word partnership is translated in the Chinese with the sense of united in the heart to prosper the gospel.
Okay, 看第二章。
The second time it appears in chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Verse 1.
圣灵有什么 koinonia? 圣灵有什么交通？
If any fellowship with the Spirit.
那么很明显的，这个地方交通就是 fellowship 这个字。
So this, in this case, the word koinonia is the word fellowship.
这个字在第二章第一节是我们基督徒最熟悉的一个字，是在第二章第一节。
Actually, we're all very familiar with this verse.
但是第三处和第四处是一般我们提到团契的时候我们不太注意的。
But then the other times when the same word appear, we are not that familiar with.
但是这两处的圣经却是非常的重要。第一个是在第三章第十节。
But then the third time it appears is in verse 10 of chapter 3.
保罗在这里说，是我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。在这句话里面也有 koinonia 这个字。
In verse 10, it says, I want to know Christ, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings.
所以在中文是与他一同，就是这个 fellowship 的意思。
So in the Chinese, it's not clear, but in English, the word fellowship is very clear here.
英文很清楚， the fellowship of sharing in his suffering 是讲到受苦与耶稣一同有 fellowship 的意思。
And here it's very clear that we are sharing in Christ's suffering.
这一层的 fellowship 比较深奥，也比较神秘性。
This type of fellowship perhaps is a deeper one and perhaps have some mystic sense to it.
Berean fellowship, 比利亚团契。
When we say the Berean fellowship,
这个团契的意义不是单单第二章第一节的那个意义而已。
Now we understand the word fellowship is not limited to the fellowship in chapter 2.
我们没有时间详细讲，我们看第四个，第四章十五节。
In chapter 4, verse 15.
腓立比人啊，你们也知道我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。
Moreover, as your Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving.
英文很清楚 shared with me 是我们一起分享，中文看不出这个字来。
In the Chinese, the interpretation is very hard to find this word.
中文就是供给 provide 那个字，就是原来的这个 fellowship 的意思。
But the word here translated as sharing with me is actually the same Greek word koinonia.
所以 koinonia 这个字在第四章是讲的最实际，但是对我们来讲是最陌生。
So in chapter 4, this type of fellowship is the most practical, but perhaps the one that we are most unfamiliar with.
所以在教会里面物质东西的受受 giving and receiving 就是一种的 fellowship。
So the giving and sharing of physical resources in the church is also a form of fellowship.
好，我们回到第一章第五节。
Let's turn back to chapter 1.
我们在这里看到差传的事工或者福音的工作在建立基督的身体的关系上有一个秘诀。
So now we see there's a secret in the work of mission and evangelism in the church.
那个秘诀就是 partnership.
And that secret is partnership.
那我就在想，为什么他这个地方不用 fellowship， 要翻成 partnership？
So I started to think, why did they translate this in English as partnership and not fellowship？
我发现我的英文不够好，所以我就去查字典，到底 partner 在英文字典是怎么讲
？So I went to look up the dictionary。
那我看 Webster dictionary。
I went to look up Webster's。
哦，我发现它有好几个意义。
And I found several meanings to the word partner。
夫妻是一种的 partner。
For example, a husband and wife relationship is a partnership.
跳舞舞伴那是一种的 partner.
When you dance with one another, you are partners.
玩的玩伴也叫 partner.
You can say your playmate is a partner.
打网球双打的时候，刚告白同一个国的那个是我的 partner.
When you play doubles in the tennis, you have a partner.
打桥牌的时候，你的搭档叫做 partner。
When you play a game of bridge, you have a partner。
好， 我们把这三个关系想到保罗这里讲到 gospel 的 partnership 很有意思。
So when we apply these definitions or illustrations of partnership to here, we find a wealth of inspiration.
但是我最欣赏的一个定义在 Webster Dictionary 里面是什么呢？
But one of my favorite definitions from the Webster Dictionary.
请你读一下。
Is one who is associated with one or more persons in the same business, shares with them its profits and risks.
好，他这里说，与一个人或一伙人合伙，同时来分享这个事业的利益和风险的那个人叫做 partner。所以在这个定义，我觉得很有意思。
I really like this definition.
这个 partnership 这个伙伴的关系不是单单只从好处或者收益这个角度来看。
A partnership is not one that's only concerned with the advantages and the profits.
里面也有 risk， 也有一些风险在里面。
A true partnership faces risks together.
好，保罗怎么说呢？
So what did Paul say?
从头一天直到如今，
From the first day till today,
你们跟我在福音上有 partnership 的关系。
You have been partners with me in the gospel.
换句话说，在这十年的时间里面，
In other words, in the past decade,
我们在福音的工作上，
In the work of the gospel,
我们同甘也共苦。
We have been sharing our profits and our risks.
我们有过风险，但是我们也有一起快乐的时候。
We've gone through sorrow together, but then we also share our joy.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的信仰里面，
in our faith,
如果我们以为信耶稣一切就顺利，
if our concept is believing Christ will lead to smoothness,
这是一般的宗教，这不是圣经启示的上帝给我们的这样的信仰。
That is only a typical religious type of conviction. It is not the same as Christian faith.
对我个人来说，
to me personally,
我对于侍奉的顺利性是我一天到晚梦寐以求的。
Yes, I indeed seek for smoothness in my service in the Lord.
但是遇到挫折和打击的时候，
but when I'm faced with frustrations and difficulties.
我也知道这是神所许可的。
I still know this comes from God.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为顺才是祝福，逆就一定是咒诅。
Do not always think that difficulties are curses.
不要以为健康是祝福，生病就是咒诅。
Don't always think that because you're healthy, you're blessed by God, but if you're sick, then you are not.
我们的信仰要这样超越。
Our faith has to transcend this type of faith.
今天很流行的，大家都说我们要追求卓越，这是现在最流行的一句话。
Perhaps you're familiar with the phrase that we are seeking for excellence.
我们是需要 excellence， 但是呢，在我的信仰里面，我不是追求卓越，我是追求超越。
I'm not seeking for excellence. I'm seeking for transcendence.
今天基督徒要学习怎么样有一个很潇洒属灵的态度来看我们的周遭的世界。
We have to look at things happening around us with a spiritual viewpoint.
所以从腓立比书一章五节，我们看见这句话里面很深的。
So we see this few words actually contain very deep meaning.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹看到这个同心合意兴旺福音或者 partnership in the gospel 的时候，我们不是单单只是在表面来欣赏了解而已。
So I don't want us just to look at these words partnership in the gospel very superficially.
我们的主题，血拆船年会的主题，建立基督的身体，履行拆船的使命。
The theme for the mission conference is building up the body of Christ for mission.
容许我在拆船月的第一个主日，我用 partnership来作为这两件事情连在一起的那个关键。
So allow me to use this first week of November, the mission month, to use this word partnership to open up our discussion and thinking.
所以当我们提到 partnership 的时候呢，我们要这样说，他们在前线传福音，我们在后方也要传福音，这才构成伙伴性的这样的一个条件。
When we say then we are partners and they are sharing the gospel in the front lines, then we have to be sharing the gospel here in Boston.
弟兄姊妹，没有道理，我们只是让他们在那边传福音，而我们在这里袖手旁观。
It's not reasonable for them to be doing all the work.
过去二十二年
In the past 22 years.
大家知道今年是我们教会二十二周年。
Of course, I have to remind you that this year is actually the 22nd anniversary of our church.
我们教会的增长率是多少？
What is the rate of our growth?
大概在 12% 上下。
I've calculated it to be around 12%.
那我就以现在我们500人进入新堂来说吧。
So we start with say around 500 moving into our new church.
我做一个计算。
So I did a calculation.
如果我们每一年的目标是增长 15%,
if our growth projection is 15% per year,
每一年我们有 15% 的增长。
Every year we can increase by 15%.
现在500人。
Now we have 500.
十年以后。
In 10 years.
我们的人数可以达到2020个人。
We should reach the number 2020.
好，那你说，哎呀，大家很高兴。十年以后我再回来看看是不是2000人。
You may be very excited, but I would like to know if I come back in 10 years, would we actually reach 2000?
我们不讲那么远，我们只讲这一年。
How about just this year?
如果500人到明年这个时候我们要涨到 15% 的话，我们应该有575个人聚会。
If we use the same rate of growth, then by next year, the same time, we should have 575.
那我就坐下来做一点 homework, 做一点这个计算。
So I sat down and did my homework.
怎么样能够明年到这个时候有575个人？
How can we reach 575 next year?
第一个最主要的条件。
The first most important condition.
这500人明年这个时候这500人都还在。
Is that we keep the same 500 first.
如果我们拼命在外面拉人之后这500人前门进来后门走那不行那这个达不到。
If we lead a lot of people coming in the front door and a lot of you are leaving through the back door, then we cannot reach that goal.
所以弟兄姊妹你了解我们一定要好好的栽培圣徒造就成全圣徒的道理就让这500人不要跑掉。
So we need to build up this present 500 congregation.
好,75个人哪里来?
Then we have to come up with the rest of the 75.
你们知道现在教会增长靠一个来源很大。
There is one very certain source of growth.
加拿大特别是如此。
Especially in the Canadian churches.
移民。
Immigration.
很多从香港的移民。
Many people immigrating from Hong Kong.
到了 Toronto, 到了 Vancouver 等等地方。
Going to Toronto, going to Vancouver.
教会弟兄姊妹高兴得不得了我们教会增长了增长了。
And many are so excited, they say our church is growing.
这个增长不是绝对的增长。
This is not real growth.
把香港的基督徒搬到你家你增长那边减少。
You're increasing your church numbers by removing the numbers from the church in Hong Kong.
感谢主，我们接受移民。
But we are very joyful. We say we gladly receive these immigrants.
好，我们75个里面有25个是移民。
So let us say out of those 75, 25 will be immigrants.
所以换句话说，明年我们如果好好的让弟兄姊妹在教会里面受喂养。
So in other words, if we can truly feed all of us in the church next year,
让弟兄姊妹能够长大
so that we can grow,
好好的对待这些移民
and we treat these newcomers with friendship,
让他们在这个地方当成他们属灵的家
so that they feel this is their spiritual home,
只要带50个人信主，我们就可以达到这个目的
Then we only need to lead 50 people to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，听起来不是一个难的事情。
When you hear about this, you think, hey, that's not too bad.
如果我们一直有一件事的精神和态度的话
If we have this kind of spirit, that's only one thing that counts.
我们可以在福音营能够看到有一些人信主
Perhaps some will come to Christ in the gospel camp.
我们可以从三元福音看见有人信主
Perhaps we'll see some come to Christ through evangelism explosion.
弟兄姊妹，总而言之，让我们去传福音。
The bottom line is we have to share the gospel.
也许有一些人是从中文学校的家长，他们信主。
Perhaps some will come to Christ because they are parents of children who come to Chinese school.
从托儿中心的家长，他们信主。
Perhaps some will bring their kids to the daycare center and through that they come to know Christ.
第一个建议。
That's my first
suggestion. 第二个具体的建议。
The second practical suggestion.
Partnership 怎么样应用在我们身上？
How can we apply the concept of partnership?
弟兄姊妹，他们在前线作战，我们一定要在后方支援他们。
Those who are working in the front lines, we have to be supplying.
不要以为说我们钱寄去就问题解决了。
Don't just think about, oh, we're sending them money, so that's enough.
我们要有金钱的支持。
Yes, we need to support them in finances.
要祷告的纪念。
But we need to support them in prayer.
信件电话的关怀。
Perhaps call them or write them.
弟兄姊妹，一封信对他们来讲是何等的宝贝。
You will be surprised at how much they really treasure a letter from.
第四，旅行出差到了菲律宾，到了德国去探访他们。
Or perhaps when you travel on business of a pleasure, you can go there and see them.
这个叫 partnership.
This is what we call partnership.
因为时间的关系。
Because of time.
我今天只是做一个开头。
I can just give you a beginning.
让我们一个月的时间。
Let's spend the month of November.
让我们在主的面前思想什么叫做建立基督的身体。履行这个差传的使命。
To ponder before God how we can indeed build up the body for mission.
张子华牧师三个礼拜以前来的时候
，Reverend Fred Chern came here 3 weeks ago.
他给我们教会的这些传道牧师们两个挑战。
He gave two challenges to the ministerial staff.
第一个
，The first challenge.
他说到公元2000年。
By the year 2000,
希望美国每一间的华人教会
it is his wish that every Chinese church in North America
能够达到教会的经常费与支持差传的奉献相等
that the general fund and the mission giving will be equal.
上个礼拜我在纽约一个教会领他们的差传年会
Last week I was in New York leading a mission conference in another church.
到最后一天，他们也是有这个信心任现。
And on the last day, they also collect the faith pledges.
那我就问他们目标是多少
？So I asked them, "What is your goal?"
他说我们的目标是我们总的这个经常费的四分之一。
They say, "Well, our goal is to have a faith pledge of a quarter of our total general fund."
我说你们一年的总的这个开销是多少？
So I said, what is your total expenditure in a year?
他们说1992年他们的目标是100万美金。
They say in 1992, their projected budget will be $1 million.
所以他们差传的目标是25万。
In other words, their faith pledge goal is 250,000.
刚才说是话梅。
Just now I mentioned how we draw plums.
我听到他们一讲，我心里面很酸的。
When I heard that, I feel some jealousy.
很羡慕他们。
I was very envious.
我回来的时候跟师母说。
I came back, I shared with Mrs. Lee.
我愿意接受这个挑战。
I want to receive this challenge.
我们希望能够到一天，我们支持差传海外宣道的金钱能够更大幅度的增加。
We want to see increases in the amounts we're giving to foreign mission.
我们知道今年我们是多少吗？
Do you know what was our budget for this year?
105,000.
100,000 and 5.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们今年在不景气又这个建堂献堂等等的那个压力之下，我们希望不影响第一线侍奉主的这些基督的精兵。
Even as we are facing with these economic uncertainties and the demands from the new church.We have to remember those who are serving in the front lines.
我们为这件事情祷告。
We should pray for this.
第二，他说到公元2000年。
The second challenge he gave us.
希望在美国的华人教会，每100个家庭就有一对夫妇出去做宣教士。
Is that by the year 2000 that in the Chinese churches, for every 100 couple, one couple will dedicate themselves to become missionaries.
我算一算，我们教会好像已经有这样的一个。达到这样一个水准。
I did a quick calculation and I realized that we have already achieved that.
让我们同心合意，兴旺福音。
But let us join together as a partnership for the sake of the gospel.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。